The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, is on his way back to Australia after signing a refugee deal with Cambodia. Australia's increased its aid to Cambodia by $40 million in light of the deal, and Mr. Morrison says the agreement will be long-term. But initially, just four or five refugees will be sent to Cambodia. Scott Morrison signed the Memorandum of Understanding for the deal during a ceremony in Phnom Penh that was interrupted when a tray full of champagne fell to the floor. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley spoke to the minister.
The next step is now to put the arrangements on the ground, and there's still a lot of implementation work to be done and engaging with other settlement partners, those who provide those services directly here in Cambodia, and we've got a lot of experience in that area and we've been already having those discussions and we're very optimistic about the way that that's proceeding.
Well, initially only four or five refugees will come here. How long will that arrangement last for?
We expect that the arrangement will start to kick in either late this year or early next year. We're not rushing this. It's important we get the arrangements right. There are many challenges in running a resettlement program here. We know that.
And Cambodia says it will decide when refugees come and how many will come.
Of course they will. I mean, that would naturally be the case, just it would be the case for Australia in similar circumstances.
But Cambodia could decide next year that it only wants to take four or five and not take any more. That's right, isn't it?
Well, I think that's quite a leap in terms of the question. They've made a very strong commitment today in signing up to this arrangement, and it is our expectation and our understanding, and it is theirs, that having been able to get the system right, we'll be able to move on for many years to come.
It just seems like Cambodia is making all the decisions in this arrangement. In that case, Cambodia can decide not to take refugees whenever it wants to.
This is their country. They get to decide who comes to
their
country.
My point is, what sort of deal is it when Cambodia is saying it will only take four or five initially, and then it will decide if it takes any more and when it takes them?
What Cambodia is saying, and we agree with them, is that you have to start off small, make sure the program is working, and then build it up over time. They are committed to this program. This is a long-term arrangement, and it's one we're both very committed to.
Where will they be housed in Cambodia?
Well, those details are still being worked through, but the intention is that they can live anywhere in Cambodia.
So they'll be given rental allowance, for instance?
Out in the agreement. There is support around transitional housing, there's support around education and health and matters such as that, language training and assistance with acclimatising to life here in Cambodia. And a lot of that work will probably start in Nauru, where people have the opportunity to engage in language training before they even come here.
How many refugees do you think will end up here?
Well, only time will tell, and it'll be based on the success of the program over time. And, of course, it's a voluntary program.
Do you think it was appropriate to drink champagne at the signing of the MOU?
Well, this is a standard protocol here in Cambodia. I wasn't about to offend my host. I'm not sure you're suggesting that I should do that.
So you knew that you were going to be drinking champagne at the signing of the MOU beforehand?
These are standard protocols I'm advised by the ambassador.
So you think it's appropriate to do that?
Well, this is a standard protocol in Cambodia. I'm not going to disrespect my host.
And that's the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, speaking to our correspondent, Samantha Hawley.